Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, and I am here in the studio with Amy, oh man, Amy Zanno, oh my gosh, Amy, I'm so sorry, Amy Zanuzowski, Executive Director of SICA Counseling, Jeff Ankerfeld, the SICA Police Chief, Lori Hood, Public Health Nurse at the SICA Public Health Office, and Trish White, owner of White's Pharmacy. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Yeah. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning. Good morning.
And today we are here to talk about the National Prescription Drug Take Back event happening this Saturday, the 28th. At this event, community members can properly dispose of their unused, expired, or unwanted medications for free. And Amy, I'm wondering if you could start out by talking about who is involved in this event.
Sure. So SICA Counseling hosts the HOPE Coalition, which has brought a variety of community members, White's Pharmacy, the SICA Police Department, SICA Public Health, then us, SICA Counseling, and the HOPE Coalition to bring the National Drug Take Back Day to SICA. So we're able to take care of those medications for people that don't know what to do with them.
And Trish, where can people bring their, where are these sites located?
Well, throughout the year, actually, there is a site at Search Hospital, and there is also one at Harry Race currently. So just that the fact that we're having this kind of annual event doesn't mean that people can't always get that stuff out of their medicine cabinet now.
And before going on air, I was taking a look at the national site for this event, and there was a study referenced, a 2015 national survey on drug use and health that noted that 6.4 million Americans abused controlled prescription drugs. And the study indicates that the majority of abused prescription drugs were obtained from friends and family members, often from medicine cabinets. And I know Lori and Jeff, both of you, are involved with this event, like see prescription use in the community. I'm wondering, Lori, if you could start out by sharing a little bit about how you see why this event is important in the SICA community.
I think it's important to get prescription medications, you know, out of cabinets. If they're there, there's always that potential for abuse. The access is very easy. And so by disposing of them properly, you reduce that potential for abuse. And I think, you know, there's a lack of awareness how frequently they are abused.
Oftentimes, prescription drugs, opioids in particular, that are left in families' medicine cabinets unused, end up actually really serving as the gateway drug, if you will, to the other more serious things that we see out there, like heroin and methamphetamine. So this is wonderful in that it's a form of crime prevention and to prevent suffering. Just getting this stuff out of your house reduces the likelihood that somebody's going to get addicted and hurt as a result.
Mm-hmm. And is this the first time this event is happening in the SICA community?
My understanding, thanks to Trish giving me a little bit of a history lesson, that previously the troopers did collect, the state troopers here in town did collect for a period of time. It's been, I guess, a little bit spotty, but we're hoping to make this a more accessible and consistent thing. As Trish mentioned before, they now have a box down at Harry Race Pharmacy that can people drop off drugs at. And I want to say that at any time, people could come to the police department and no questions asked, just turn it in and we'll take it from you and dispose of it.
And Trish, you had mentioned a few minutes before that there are other resources available during this event. I'm wondering if you could speak to that.
There is, and I think Amy will be there and they'll be available. There's the medication take back bags, which are come in a couple different sizes, and they're pretty darn handy. You can actually open the pill bottle. This is something you can take to have at your home and empty the contents of the medication bottle into the bag, and it makes it inert. It makes an inert substance out of it. And those are just they've been a great thing to have around, and every home should have them because you just can get rid of it and put it in your own garbage then.
Right, so we have small, medium, and large bags that we'll be handing out to anybody that's interested. We've been able to receive those from the state of Alaska. And I believe that there's some at the pharmacies as well.
We do.
CERC
have some,
and
yes.
Harry Race and Public Health. Mm-hmm. So they're available on other days besides tomorrow. So if anybody's interested, they can contact us. SICA Counseling, the public health nurse, or the pharmacies.
And you had also mentioned that naloxone was going to be available.
We have it there.
Yeah, so we'll have, SICA Counseling has Narcan kits that we were able to make actually back in February when they came down. And so we have a bunch of them, and then Lori Hood will be there to train anybody that's interested in taking a Narcan kit home with them. And we encourage people to have them just because of the safety factor. And, you know, 911 can't always be there, or if you're in a little bit more of a remote area, it's definitely a life-saving event. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah, Lori, could you speak a little more to the importance of knowing or having Narcan resources available?
Yeah, if you have Narcan in the home or, you know, with you and you witness a potential overdose, you know, time is of the essence. And, you know, Narcan is effective within, what, Trish, probably less than a minute.
Yes.
You know, can restore breathing, and, you know, that's pretty critical, and it gives you time to contact emergency services.
And will Narcan training be happening on an ongoing basis throughout
yes.
the day?
Yeah, it will be happening tomorrow, of course, but then also anytime at public health, people are welcome to come there, as well as Trish provides it at White's, and at SCAPS you can also get it there, so it's widely available.
Wonderful. And if you are just joining me, I am speaking with Amy, Jeff, Lori, and Trish about the National Prescription Drug Take Back event happening on Saturday the 28th, during which community members can properly dispose of their unused, expired, or unwanted medications for free. If people want to be involved in more prevention initiatives around this, these issues, how can people get involved in the community?
People are welcome to come to our Hope Coalition meetings. We host them, I believe it's every Tuesday, or once a month every Tuesday, and I don't know the exact date, but Lloyd Platson at SICA Counseling, 747-3636, can definitely get you involved. And we, the more people, the better. It's really nice to have a really good, well-rounded group of volunteers that are interested in the same like-minded prevention activities. So Lloyd Platson at SICA Counseling is a huge resource.
Wonderful. Well, I think we are out of time, but thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.